He finished his examination and ducked under the blanket to the kitchen. The family was waiting on the porch when the doctor came out.
"Walk with me to my carriage, folks, so we can talk a little bit." "She's better, isn't she?"
Hank answered his own question.
"I can tell she is. She looks better. Why, she's always joking around and such. She,
Hank," the doctor interrupted.
"She's not doing better. Not better at all. I hope when that her baby gets home, she begins to recover, because I'm out of ideas.
The child's return will give her something to look forward to, something to make her fight harder. I remember her from her school days. She was a very healthy, robust young lady. She's finally stopped bleeding, but she's very thin now. Wasted, even. I doubt that she even weighs 90 pounds. It's not good." He shook his head.
"She's so weak."
"Well, hell, Doc, don't be saying that about our gal." Jenny began to cry. "She's a fighter, sir. She's spunky as all get out." She lifted her apron to her face and ran around the corner of the house into the orchard. She shouted out to them from among the trees, "You just don't know our little gal like we uns do. You surely do not." John trailed her into the trees. Hank looked at the ground and leaned against the front gate.
"Hank."
"Yes, sir."
"How's Jody Lee doing? Is he still free?"
"He's fine, Doc."
"That's good. Events are piling up, aren't they?"
"Yes, sir. They are, for sure."
Dr. Samuel mounted his horse and called back over his shoulder from the road.
"Feed her, Hank. Feed her."